link at slbradio.org.
If I were the long hand circling by,
I'd be the hour hand and I'd ask you why.
If I were a problem in a big textbook,
I'd be the sister who'd come and take a look, would come and take a look. And if I were a mountain on a mountain valley,
I'd be the water rolling down your belly.
If I were the heat of an August day,
I'd be the street where the kids all play, where the kids all play.
And if I were the shoes on a two-bit hood,
I'd be the shoe shine boy and I'd shine them up good. If I were the cast
and I the play,
we'd shock the people and we'd send them all away.
And if I were the sand on the ocean shore,
I'd build a castle to stand evermore.
And if I
were the sun and you were the sea, I'd smile down at you and you'd smile up at me. You'd smile up at me. If I were the sand on the ocean shore,
I'd build a castle to stand evermore.
And if I were the sun and you were the sea, I'd smile down at you and you'd smile up at me. You'd smile up at me. Smile up at me.
Beautiful song written by Andrew Calhoun here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And thank you to all of our guests today. What a morning. The Damaged Pies, a great job at our last hour. And you also heard from Aaron Peng from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Earlier, John Silva from the Literacy Project. The News Literacy Project. The Damaged Pies, a great job at our last hour. And you also heard from Aaron Peng from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. Earlier, John Silva from the Literacy Project, the News Literacy Project, News Literacy Project and the News Lit Camp, taking place June 6th from 8 to 3. You can learn more by Googling News Literacy Project. And thanks to Rady for previewing Theater Festival in Black and White. The Pittsburgh Playwrights Program running now through June 12th at the Trust Arts Education Center. A big welcome back and a big thank you to Chad Green for a great mix today, and Alexis Thompson for the assist, and Ricky Berger, as always. Now, do you have your calendar, your date book?
I have a colander, though.
Let's make a note of it. We'll meet you here next week. I don't need to write it down, do you?
I do.
Well, just in case.
I'm an idiot.
We'll meet you here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
All right. Guitar go, yuck, ducka, ducka, ducka. Broadcasting from approximately coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, you're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, and Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 12 o'clock. Solid Gold Saturday afternoon in the Steel City. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Salt in the Swing, your Come Loudly graduate, the Chetwick Institute of Groove Forkology, Jay Thurber, at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, some dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour, and the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Looking for sunny skies today. What a weekend we've got on tap. Let's play two. And a high of 76 degrees. Right now outside our weather window, 69. Nice.
This is wonderful Radio 9. Where you're hearing things. Where you're hearing. Turn around, come on, hold it.
little bit of Tommy James and the Shondells here on Radio 9. This is George McRae. Stay tuned. We're going to tell you a little bit later on about a concert that's coming up tonight at the McKeesport Little Theater. This is to benefit their juniors program. They're going to feature the Little Wretches, who are going to be showcasing songs off their new album called Red Beets and Horseradish. Yes, indeed. Nothing was sexier than Red Beets and Horseradish. It's coming up at 7:30 tonight at the McKeesport Little Theater. We'll tell you more about that in a couple of minutes. Here's George McRae on Radio 9 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio.
WRCT.
I said, hey, 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 yeah.
I said, hey, 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 yeah.
I said, hey, 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 yeah.
Well, come on, everybody, take a trip with me. Well, down the Mississippi, down to New Orleans.
Thank you.
Azure is just a click away with radio as your guest. There's no quicker way, so click away. Radio does the rest.
Dip, 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 dip.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
puddle.
Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, puddle. Dip, 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 dip.
I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth,
reaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Yep, 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 yep,
yep, yep, yep, yep.
Thurber will be checking your weather in just a couple of minutes. It's the top-down sound of Radio 9, heard the whole town round.
Grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me. Don't be afraid to try the newest sport around. Shoot the curve.
Bust your guns. Bust your guns down.
Taking gas in a boost takes a lot of nerve.
Those hopscotch, bullheads, and pedestrians too. Old bucket, shout Kyle Bunkin' now and skate right on through.
Why don't you
grab your board and go sidewalk surfing with me?
We'll be right back.
General Lucius Clay at the mighty Wurlitzer Organ later with Jay Thurber.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Oh, clap your hands, clap your hands. And done the stroll. The kind of rock is getting old. Now clap your hands right through the dance. The beat will put you in a trance. Clap your hands, clap your hands. Listen close. This is the dance that is the most. Oh, face to face, you gotta stand and get the big beat from the band. Clap your hands, clap your hands. You're in the groove. Now grab your kick and start to move. This isn't just a rock and roll. This is a dance for young and old. Clap your hands, clap your hands.
Don't go away.
Let's get together once again.
From 1960, those are the Bowmarks with Clap Your Hands. Before that, Jan and Dean, Sidewalk Surfing. It's a good day for sidewalk surfing here. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, 1220, much more music down. New music from The Regrets coming up after we take care of a brief message and also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Thank you for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me, by the way, here. I mentioned that there is a concert tonight at the McKeesport Little Theater. This is to support their juniors program. That's the program for youth actors and actresses. I guess the term now is just actors. Acting! A spokesman said the concert also showcasing the folk rock groups. Try saying that three times fast and see if the FCC doesn't investigate. The folk rock group's album, Red Beets and Horseradish. The concert begins at 7:30 tonight at the McKeesport Little Theater, 1614 Corson Street. That's up near the library. And tickets are available on Eventbrite. Red Beets and Horseradish is named after a relish usually served around the holidays of Easter or Passover by various ethnicities of Eastern Europe. And the Little Wretches are an acoustic ensemble whose songs tell stories of their Mon Valley roots. The songs on this album involve vignettes and portraits of people who have suffered, including old people, sick people, crazy people, and people who are alone. But the heart of the songs lies in the humor that sustains them. Okay, so that is at 7:30 tonight, Saturday, June 4th, at the McKeesport Little Theater, 1614 Corson Street. For more information about the Little Wretches, go to littlewretches.com or find them on Facebook. Okay? Okay.
McKeesport weather!
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies today with a high near 76, clear overnight 50, mostly sunny, warm on Sunday, 81 degrees, Sunday night clear 59, 86 hot on Monday, and sunny skies Tuesday, showers likely with a high Tuesday of 77, and then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 79. Right now, 68 in Beaver County, 66 in Butler, 68 in Washington, 69, nice, outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT, 76 degrees, no, excuse me, 67 degrees.
I can hear the sirens, but my vision's blurry. Cause my thoughts will hurt me. Knock me down, down, up, back down. Knock me down, I won't back down. I can feel their anger. I can't run much longer. Feel the thoughts, they rage out. Ones in the vaults, they'll break out. So knock me down, down, up, back down.
music from the Regrets here on Radio 9 with Uncle Smedley.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace.
WRCT.
Sound of the Honeycomb from 1970, putting it into one ads. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com, on Facebook and Twitter, taking your requests at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9.
You know I feel all right, children.
Yeah. On 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. It's 12:30.
Oh, if everybody out there feels good too. Oh, everybody just to clap with me.
This is Cannibal and the Headhunters.
So come on, everybody just to clap with me. I said no.
with Jay Thurber. Coming down your street in high fidelity with Martha Reeves.
Nowhere to run.
It's a door that opens wide, and no man can call himself complete till he's seen it from both sides. This door swings both ways, it's marked in and out. Some days you will shout. This door swings both ways. It goes back and forth. In comes a southern breeze or a cold wind from the north. This door swings both ways. Let's enjoy and pain. In comes the morning sun and then the evening rain. This door swings both ways. Let's in dark and light. Every day you make the choice to let it.
Jay Thurber. Don't forget, we have FSN News coming up for you at 1 o'clock. Here are the Four Seasons. Richard on Radio 9 at 1242. This is old news, so you probably have heard about this already, but of course I'm old news too, so. This happened Monday at Kennywood. One of the most popular rides at Kennywood Park left riders stranded upside down on Monday. The video went viral this week on social media. Now, one user claims that riders were stuck upside down for at least 50 15 minutes on the Arrow 360, but other people say it was more like 5 minutes. Kennywood says that safety is our first and foremost priority. The ride is closed right now, or at least it was closed when we got this report over the wire. The Arrow 360 is shaped like the Kennywood arrow, and it swings upside down and back and forth. When I worked at Kennywood, we called rides like that the Vomitron. Anyways, one of the riders says that she started to get a headache because she was upside down for so long that she could feel the blood pounding in her ears. Three of the riders were taken for first aid once they came off the ride. Maintenance workers had to get the ride down into its rest position so that they could evacuate everyone. Now, I've never had that experience, but I had a similar experience once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one time I was on the escalator at Monroeville Mall, and it got stuck. I was there for 2 hours before the fire department came and got me.
Jay Thurber!
You know, you might want to get an MRI of your brain.
Oh, I had one, and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now!
Boom Boom Cannon here on Radio 9.
Coming or going, you can be radioing. Radio is everywhere.
If you or someone you know lost income due to the COVID-19 pandemic and you are in danger of foreclosure on your house, you should know about the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund. Now, the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund, or PAHAF, administered by the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency, helps homeowners who were financially impacted due to COVID-19. Property has to be in Pennsylvania. The homeowner has to own and occupy the property as their primary residence, and the homeowner has to have a mortgage or other property taxes, homeowner association fees, condo fees, or utility fees that have gone delinquent, and they are in danger of losing their house. They can provide up to $30,000 or 25 months of assistance. Now, the call center is open today until 5 o'clock, 888-987-2423. That's 888-987-2423. And it's open Monday through Fridays from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. You can also go to PAHAF.org for the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund. And if you need additional help applying, you can call Jonathan Weaver at Mon Valley Initiative at 412-464-4000, extension 4008. The Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund helps homeowners who are in danger of losing their home due to COVID-19. 888-987-2423 or PAHAF.org. smoothrelaxingandeasy.org.
I'm Eric O'Brien, host of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Each week I bring you 2 hours of easy listening instrumentals and a few soft vocals, plus some friendly talk and maybe even a moment or two of silliness. Join me Fridays at 1 p.m. and again Sundays at 10 a.m. and Tuesdays at 8 a.m. here on Tube City Online Radio.
Well, yeah, it's the sound of the old days.
Jay Thurber.
Just for you.
My smile is just a frown turned upside down here on Radio 9 at 12:50. Much more music time. New music from the Little Wretches' new album, Red Beets and Horseradish, which is they are going to be debuting that album or featuring that album tonight in a concert that benefits the McKeesport Little Theater. That's at 7:30 up there, 1614 Corson Street. That is a concert by the Little Wretches. We're going to have new music from them here right after we take care of a couple of brief massages. You heard Eric O'Brien say that he's on Sunday mornings, except that he's on Saturday afternoons over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, those being 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio for the best in those soft vocal and instrumental favorites. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. You can also find him on Facebook. It's a good time on Saturday afternoons. Coming up at 5 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT, it's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. It's Chop Shop with Dan Strange at 5 o'clock on 88.3 WRCT over on Tube City Online Radio. It'll be the Kirsten and Amber Show. No matter how you listen to this show, well, there's lots of good listening coming up following this mess.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Speaking of mess, the Pittsburgh Pirates host the Diamondbacks this afternoon at PNC Park. Game time 4:05 last night. The Diamondbacks shelled Pirates starting pitcher J.T. Brubaker. He gave up 8 hits and 6 runs in 4 innings. Diamondbacks hit 5 home runs altogether as Arizona beat the Buccos 8-6. Arizona center fielder Alec Thomas hit 2 of those homers. Elsewhere was the Dodgers over the Mets 6-1, Red Sox over the Oakland A's 7-2, and the Braves over the Rockies 3-1. The Astros are signing their star slugger Yordan Alvarez to a massive contract extension. League sources saying on Friday that Alvarez has agreed to a 6-year, $115 million extension with the Astros. The deal will begin next season and will buy out 3 of Alvarez's free agent years. The Philadelphia Phillies have fired their manager, Joe Girardi. During a 22-29 start to the season, bench coach Rob Thompson will assume the role of interim manager. Despite having the 4th highest payroll in Major League Baseball, the Phillies are currently in 3rd place in their division, 12 games behind the New York Mets. They've lost 7 of the last 9 and went 11-11 in April. The New York Rangers are 2 victories away from reaching the Stanley Cup Final for the first time in 8 years. The Rangers beat the Tampa Bay Lightning on Friday night by a score of 3-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Sunny skies, hooray!
Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon, high near 76, clear overnight, low of 50.
Now your weather outlook's up to date.
Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high near 81. Monday, mostly sunny, 86. Tuesday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm at a high near 77. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 68 in Beaver County, 66 in Butler, 68 in Washington, 69 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 67 degrees at WRCT with new music from the Little Wretches.
Out in eternity, goodness unharnessed, surely had nurtured a bountiful harvest. Justice and mercy more than I had earned were showered down on me upon my return. Angels were smiling, wine was a-flowing, beggars and bandits like new were glowing. Hearts were rejoicing, resounding and crowing. Business as usual, heaven was open. Heaven was open. Back on the planet, the people were grieving and looking for answers to why you were leaving. Asking for answers, the faithful were groping, praying, forgetting, regretting, and hoping. At home, they're ironing and baking and wailing. Conscience-struck grandchildren curse their own failings. Next of kin scour phone books for attorneys and shuffle through shoeboxes, bank books, and holdings. Each of us has his own method of coping. Business as usual. Heaven was open. Heaven was open. You wished you could say something. Hey, it's all right. Don't worry. It's just like they said in the light. Our doubts and our fears will be answered in time. Trust what they tell you. Believe me, I'm fine. I was better than no one and worse than a few. Can't say I was any more ready than you. There was no special trick, there was no magic word. Heaven was open today. Praise the Lord.
New music from the Little Wretches. They are going to be at the McKeesport Little Theater tonight in a benefit concert for the McKeesport Little Theater Juniors. That starts at 7:30. This is Looking Glass to take us to news time on Radio 9.
sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea." Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. Down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Makes a fine beverage. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport and 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. We're a little bit short. We have news coming up at 1 o'clock, but it's not 1 o'clock yet. I don't know what to do. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review. And the week ended with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky insisting that his country can be victorious in its struggle against Russia. He was speaking on the 100th day of the Kremlin's invasion of Ukraine. The European Union implemented a sixth package of sanctions against Moscow to mark the 100-day anniversary. FSN's Rosie Burchard in our Brussels bureau spent the week covering intense diplomacy between EU heads of state.
The new restrictions include a ban on the provision of accounting or consultancy services to Russia by EU firms, taking three Russian public broadcasters off of EU airwaves, and placing asset freezes on family members of several Kremlin officials. The most politically contentious part of the package is a partial embargo on Russian oil. The final agreement covers about two-thirds of the oil the EU currently imports from Russia, but leaves pipeline oil deliveries exempt for now.
President Biden announced plans to send long-range rocket systems to Ukraine after saying at the start of the week that he wouldn't. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed the move after a meeting in Washington with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
The Ukrainians have given us assurances that they will not use these systems against targets on Russian territory. There is a strong trust bond between Ukraine and the United States.
And the NATO chief said all alliance members are now willing to work with Turkey in a bid to alleviate President Erdogan's concerns about Finland and Sweden's applications to join the alliance. President Biden spent the week leading the nation in mourning the victims of the Uvalde Elementary School massacre. And then on Wednesday, a disgruntled patient in Oklahoma killed four people, including two doctors, in a Tulsa hospital. before turning a gun on himself. Wendell Franklin is the chief of police in Tulsa.
We have seen the violence that has taken place throughout the United States, and we would be naive not to think that that would not happen in our jurisdiction.
In a Thursday night address to the nation, President Biden unveiled his plan for action. He urged Congress to pass either an assault weapons ban or to raise the age for legal purchase of assault rifles from 18 to 21.
The fact that the majority of the Senate Republicans don't want any of these proposals even to be debated or come up for a vote, I find unconscionable. We can't fail the American people again. I've been in this fight for a long time. I know how hard it is, but I'll never give up.
But there's no sign yet that the president can secure the needed support of 10 Republicans to secure 60 votes for any kind of meaningful gun control. An 82-gun salute in Hyde Park marked the start of celebrations honouring the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. After 70 years on the throne, she's Britain's longest-serving monarch, and those celebrations will continue all weekend. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Stars come out at night. After closing time, at the guns affair, I detect the El Supremo from the room at the top of the stairs. Unravel, I found this to be true.